Barbara White of the Breton Covenant Church relates well the story of the Anne Scartu and happy sailing on the houseboat between 1994 and 2001. For two summers, Covenant Bay offered a unique experience. Passengers could sail Pigeon Lake on a houseboat named Anne Scartu and reflect upon the history of the camp. The houseboat came to the camp in the mid-90s and for a season was used on land as extra sleeping space. Then for two seasons, Robin Impey and Neil White made sure she would float, and she was used on the lake by campers as a great supplement to waterfront programming. Then, during the family camp of 2000, invitations were sent to founding members of the camp in order to honor them, and the first dessert cruise took place. Oh, that those stories had been recorded at that time. Unfortunately, they were not. But those who attended were full of happy memories about the earliest days of camp, when there was no road and people came by boat from Mamio Beach to Point Inspiration for the first camps. Following that successful inaugural cruise, many more cruises took place with a wide variety of guests and formats. There were breakfast sunrise cruises, birthday cruises, supper cruises, jazz cruises, and moonlight cruises. The final cruise of the Anne Scartu was offered to camp neighbors as a thank you in the fall of 2001. Robin and Brenda and Neil and I had many fun moments and many precious times during those houseboat summers. We learned that chicken worked better than salmon as the main course of the supper cruises. We learned that we should not serve soup on the choppy water. We had some misadventures too. We ran aground on Bird Island. We ran out of gas in the middle of the lake. We had to return to the dock at least once with a seasick passenger. But most of all, I remember God's presence and goodness as we experienced His blessing during this wonderful time. I remember the singing of gospel hymns going out across the water and Neil's flute gently serenading peace and rest to all who would listen. The four of us felt Covenant Bay's history come alive as we interacted with those who had been present at the beginning. During the cruises, we always took time to share a devotional, to read from the history book, Inspiration Echoes, and to discuss the vision of the camp, laying the groundwork for the expansion plans years later.